100 Word Stories.
Today's story is called The Muppet Dead. It's by Lawrence Simon.
The great thing about Muppets is that they never die. So their puppeteers and voice performers may die, but the Muppets themselves never die. Their characters, their roles. Just about anybody can stick their hand up Kermit, Ernie, and the Swedish Chef and make them dance. It might take a bit of practice to do Big Bird or Snuffleupagus, but they have understudies and backup performers for that stuff. And when the Muppet puppets or suits wear out, the workshop makes new ones. The old ones go to museums or the security vault in case they try to get free.
Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. Thank goodness I don't have to do that voice all day. Oh, God, it's stuck. One a day until the day I die.com, at which point I will be stuffed into the security vault in case I try to get away. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief. I'd just like to mention that that last bit, you know, the closing bit, I don't script that part anymore, even though it comes naturally after God knows how many years. Although sometimes I still say, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. No, it's one a day right now. Until it changes again, who knows what it'll be in 3 or 4 years, if I rebrand and become like GeorgeThePirate.Pirate or GeorgeThePirate. I don't know, whatever the fuck. But the point is, the death scenes that I do every time, they're based on the story. At least I try to. And, those are totally improv. I don't think of those until I do it. And I got that from Matthew Sanborn Smith of Beware the Hairy Mango, Now Beware the Patronizing Mango. And he always has those clever endings and all that. I don't know if he scripts them or not, but I don't script them, and they just totally flow. They're natural. They're my neurosis exposed and reactive. So if you come up with better ways to die, could you please stay away from me? Thank you.